You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is amber? It's a yellowish or orangish substance that can form over time if plant resin becomes fossilized. Now, since it comes from plants, we say that it's botanical. Think of that sticky stuff on the trunk of a pine tree in your backyard. That gooey liquid is the resin, which is exuded by trees, usually conifers, to protect them if there are holes from birds or insects, or cuts on the tree's surface from injury or fire. Resin is also released if the tree is infected by disease or parasites. Now, resin is not the same as sap. Sap is inside the plant and transports water and nutrients and sugars up through the plant. Sap is inside. Resin is in the outer cells. If the environmental conditions are right, the resin can fossilize over time. The liquid components could evaporate, leaving drier, harder resin behind on the tree. And then after the tree dies and falls, it might be covered by water, soil, and sediment. And then over millions of years, pressure and temperature can chemically change the resin into solid amber. Amber has been found that's as young as 25 million years, which was known as the Oligocene. But amber has also been found in rock from the Cretaceous period, which was about 65 to 140 million years ago. This period was towards the end of the age of dinosaurs, so it's possible that if you're wearing an amber bracelet or necklace, it might have been fresh on a tree while dinosaurs walked by. While most amber comes from Russia near the Baltic Sea, it has been found all over the world, including Japan, the Middle East, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, to name just a few countries. It's even been found here in the United States, for example, in Alaska and New Jersey. Yo. Now, because amber, when it's fresh, sticky stuff on the tree, it's great for capturing insects, spiders, microorganisms, pollen, and plant parts from all of those things that were alive millions of years ago. In fact, scientists will identify the types of critters captured in the amber, as well as the type of rock the amber was found in, to get a date for the age of the amber. Here's an activity to make your own pretend amber. First, go find a dead bug. If you don't like insects, no problem. Get a small leaf or flower petal. Squeeze some Elmer's glue into a small bowl, and then use a toothpick to add a little yellow or yellow and red food coloring. Mix it together to produce an amber color. Add some of the glue to aluminum foil to make a little puddle, and then place your bug or plant into the glue, and then add a little more of the glue to cover the insect. Let it dry overnight, and then the next day, peel your amber from the aluminum foil. Grab a magnifying glass to look at your embedded critter, just like what scientists would do today. Well, we've just learned a little bit about amber. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.